Now, it is the Small and Medium Business Association says a €1.6 billion industry. We're talking about shoplifting. A Stop Crime Against Retailers event is taking place in Dublin today to highlight what Shelf Life Ireland says is a major increase in shoplifting and a growing threat to their members. Retailers represented by the Convenience Stores and Newsagents Association are also calling for legislative reforms to ensure safer working conditions. Our reporter Sheila Nocton has been speaking to Seamus Griffin. He's a retailer in Dublin City Centre. He says the problem is undoubtedly getting worse in the city.
On a daily basis, you would have a number of incidents within the shops, and it's causing major problems within trying to retain staff. The insurance costs are going through the roof, and it just seems to be out of control. We have a lot of people coming into the shop robbing. Shoplifting is just a daily occurrence. They don't seem to have any respect for the guards. When you do ring the guards, unfortunately, the guards are doing a great job, but they're massively under-resourced, in our opinion. They seem to take 15 or 20 minutes to get to the store. It's a complete disruption to the business for that 20 minutes if you're trying to hold a shoplifter. Generally speaking, you just let them go. But the problem is you don't know what these guys are carrying syringes, they're carrying knives. All our staff are at risk 24/7 in these shops. And we just need more protection. We need the government to put more resources into the city centre and clean it up. Our businesses are going to go out of business unless we get some sort of control over it.
Tony Gallagher is Event Security and Risk Manager with Ashtree Risk Group. He's also a former Garda inspector in the Dublin North inner city area. Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
And, you know, we heard the reality spelled out there by Seamus Griffin for what it's like for him and his staff working around the city centre and out in the suburbs as well. What's your own assessment of the situation now for retailers?
Well, I think the most damning statistic from the survey is that 100% of retailers experience criminal activity. And that is absolutely shocking. And that's borne out in my role with Ashtree Risk Group when I listen to the account of the frontline staff, examine their CCTV and their incidents. And what I do is I try and build a profile of the most prolific and recidivist type criminal that's visiting those stores and quantifying the stock loss that is associated with each person. But it's shocking. I mean, the Crime and Policing Bill in the UK has been brought in under the Labour government, and they're talking about bringing in stronger powers to ban repeat offenders from town centres and making assaults on shopkeepers and shop workers a specific offence. And what they say, and it's their statistic or their statement in relation to Yvette Cooper, the Home Secretary, end the shameful neglect of the problem of shoplifting that has allowed to become an epidemic. So when there's no sanction, that encourages more crime. So it has to be dealt with and has to be taken seriously.
So it's not a case of wanting to lock them up. It's a case of wanting to ban them from particular areas where, well-known shoplifters are prolific in and around retail outlets. But tell me this as well. What should a shopkeeper or a member of their staff do when there is a shoplifter or shoplifters in your shop? Do you confront them?
It's a difficult situation for them because their own policies will say not to place themselves in danger, not to put themselves at risk. They can kind of intercept and indicate, can I help you? Some nicety of a comment like that. But the reality is they're intimidated. They're threatened. They've been threatened with at knife point. So it's a shocking situation. Now, you mentioned ASPO was there. That was used to good effect in a recent case down in Limerick that I dealt with. I dealt with four sites down there, and they have introduced ASPO, ASPO was down there. There's also another situation over in North Dublin where the Gardaí worked with myself in relation to youth offenders, and they identified the people involved there. So the resources by the Gardaí, it's great when it kicks in. It's really great. But I think what Mr. Griffin has just said is that they're tied with resources.
And just finally on this, is there more that retailers could do in the way they configure their shops to make it more difficult for a shoplifter to get hands on goods?
That's what I recommend as well. There's an engineering solution to all this in relation to protecting your most valuable stock. But it becomes a sad situation where we stop the casual browser coming into the shop, where the retailers now feel that they have to lock away their stock. So that's not acceptable either. Sure. So we're hoping for some positive contributions and some recommendations out of this conference this morning. So we hope it is it enlightens the public representatives who would be attending the conference.
Okay. Tony, thank you very much for joining us. That's Tony Gallagher there.